152 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Spider Arc Constructors, offering custom concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about available services is at Spider Art, Spider with a Y, SpiderArcConstructors.com. There you have the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Claudio Abbado, and music by Sergei Prokofiev. A little bit from his Romeo and Juliet, Dance with Mandolins, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, and we're having more fun with classical music on a Friday afternoon. As we enter the noontime, we await music by Boccherini, one of the cello sonatas, and Mozart. The Prague Chamber Orchestra has Symphony No. 33 for us a little bit later down the line. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Zoo and Aquarium, offering Friends of the Zoo memberships and providing admission to the zoo for an entire year. Membership supports the zoo's conservation fund, preserving wildlife around the world. More at KansasCityZoo.org. Onward next, the Cleveland Orchestra and conductor George Zell has an overture to an opera by Richard Wagner from 1843 that told the story of a spectral ghost ship that had finally returned to port. We'll hear overture to The Flying Dutchman on Kansas Public Radio. Richard Wagner's overture to his 1843 opera, The Flying Dutchman, with George Zell leading the Cleveland Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. 12:21 now. The Prague Chamber Orchestra with us in just over 10 minutes' time for Mozart and his 33rd Symphony. That's on the way, along with a whole host of classical delights for a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982 for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com. NKTWU Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at KTWU.org, KTWU Channel 11, local public television. Here at the KU campus at the moment, 67 degrees. About our expected high for this afternoon, and looks like we have a slight chance of some light rain a little later this afternoon. We should have cloudy skies this evening and a low of 43. Cloudy tomorrow, becoming sunny, a bit breezy, and a high of 60 for our Saturday. We're joined now by cellist Arnor Bylsma and Wieland Kuijken with cello and guitarist Hopkinson Smith, with a sonata for cello in A major, music from the great Luigi Boccherini, on Kansas Public Radio. Cellist Arnor Bylsma and fellow cellist Wieland Kuijken and guitarist Hopkinson Smith, all together in a cello sonata in A major by Luigi Boccherini, here on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:35. And at 1 p.m. we'll be ready for NPR News, followed by more classical music till 3 p.m. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Get ready for next Friday. Creepy crawly monsters spawned by atomic radiation are on the loose. Next Friday night, November 14th at Liberty Hall, for KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. Straight out of the 1950s, we've got It Came from Beneath the Sea and The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. It is Friday night, November 14th at 7. Tickets will be at the door. Made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Next on KPR, Sir Charles Mackerras takes up the Prague Chamber Orchestra, and we've got Mozart, one of the symphonies, written in 1779 during Mozart's time in Salzburg, Symphony No. 33 in B-flat major. Here's the Prague Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart and his 33rd Symphony, written in 1779, played by the Prague Chamber Orchestra, under conductor Sir Charles Mackerras, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 1 p.m., and around the corner is news from NPR, with more classical music in the next hour, which will bring us even more Mozart, the Fourth Piano Trio, not to mention English works from the likes of Peter Warlock and Sir Edward Elgar, all ahead for you on KPR.
It's like
your morning edition, weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Arm. On the latest episode of Tech Unheard, Arm CEO and host Rene Haas talks to Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw of India about how tech and AI are helping to shape the future of computing. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Beginning with the Manitoba Chamber Orchestra, Roy Goodman, the conductor, and from composer Peter Warlock, a serenade for strings, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson with some more classical music for a Friday afternoon. The London Philharmonic Orchestra is along in just a little while with some more English music and a symphonic suite that Sir Edward Elgar wrote, and it goes by the name of The Sanguine Fan. A delightful dance piece coming up here on KPR, where support for classical music comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30, at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org, and Art of the Groom Pet Salon and Art Studio at 1906 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering commissioned pet portraits and dog grooming. Information available by emailing artofthegroom@gmail.com. We enjoyed Mozart's 33rd Symphony in the last hour, and some more Mozart for you. Chamber music this time, written during his time in Vienna in 1786, while mainly making his living as a touring solo concert pianist. We'll hear a piano trio in B-flat major, violinist Jamie Laredo, cellist Madeline Foley, and Rudolph Serkin at the keyboard on Kansas Public Radio. Mozart and his piano trio No. 4 in B-flat major. Violinist Jamie Laredo and cellist Madeline Foley performing with pianist Rudolph Serkin today on Kansas Public Radio. 1:38 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News, of course, and we've got classical music until 3 p.m. And at that time, we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News. Now it's Friday, and you know what that means. Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. That's tonight from 7 to 9, and on the program this evening, we're at war with the movies. We'll hear music from classic war films like The Lost Patrol, Destination Tokyo, Sahara, and lots more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday. Tonight, from 7 to 9 on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, hosting a screening and discussion of the documentary Return of the Sacred Red Rock, November 8, 2 p.m. in Woodruff Auditorium in the Kansas Union. Information at spencerart.ku.edu. And Eastside European, an owner-operated repair shop specializing in BMW and Mini at 9th and Iowa in Delaware, in East Lawrence, servicing other select European vehicles as well. More at eastside-european.com. Dakam. We have for you now the London Philharmonic, conductor Bryden Thompson, and a short suite that was written by Sir Edward Elgar, a ballet suite that he wrote in 1917 to raise money for wartime charities. It's known as the Sanguine Fan, inspired by, of all things, a lady's hand fan, which was decorated with the depiction of the mythical figures of Echo and Pan on one side and mortals in 18th-century costume on the other. We'll hear The Sanguine Fan on Kansas Public Radio. Music that Sir Edward Elgar wrote in 1917 for a single-act ballet called The Sanguine Fan. We heard the London Philharmonic Orchestra led by Bryden Thompson here on Kansas Public Radio. Keep it tuned here for NPR News and another hour of classical music all on the way.
Hi, this...
Morning edition every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU in KANU HD 1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD 1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD 1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony, presenting stories of light, color, and hope in The Color and Light, featuring works by two Kansas composers, Saturday, November 22nd. More information and tickets available at TopekaSymphony.org.
NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Philadelphia Orchestra, Eugene Ormandy conducting, with a short minuet in G major, music by Beethoven. There on Kansas Public Radio. Some more classical music for a Friday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Glad to be with you once more, and here for a little while longer before all things considered at 3. Presenting later the Athena Ensemble and Claude Debussy's Cello Sonata. We have as well the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra and pianist Howard Shelley. To hear music, a piano concerto written by Clara Schumann at age 13. That's in just a little while here on KPR. Thanks for being with us today. Support for classical music comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. Next, we have the Hungarian Philharmonic and music by French composer Hector Berlioz, whose association with the works of Shakespeare apparently started in 1827 when a company of English actors performed several of his plays at the Paris Theatre, and it was a few years later, while Berlioz was in Italy, that he got familiar with the story of King Lear and immediately set to put that story in music. And in 1831, he was finished with the following concert overture, the King Lear Overture, and it's next for you here on KPR. From French composer Hector Berlioz, a concert overture created in 1831 based on the subject of Shakespeare's King Lear, a play which resonated pretty strongly for Berlioz, the King Lear Overture performed by the Hungarian Philharmonic, conducted by Richard Kapp on Kansas Public Radio. 2:24 now, and still to come, the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra with conductor and pianist Howard Shelley. They'll have for us the piano concerto of Clara Schumann. That's in just over 10 minutes from now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. And Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists with works by Bach, Britten, and more. Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com. On the KU campus at the moment, we have 67 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, a low of 43, and tomorrow should be a cloudy day to start with, gradually becoming sunny. A bit breezy on Saturday and a high of 60, and a chance of showers for Saturday evening. We're joined now by the Athena Ensemble to hear music by another French composer, Claude Debussy, who in his final days concentrated most of his final reserves on creating chamber pieces, like the following Sonata for Cello in D minor, composed in 1915. The Athena Ensemble next on KPR. Composed in 1915, the Cello Sonata in D minor by Claude Debussy, and a performance today by the Athena Ensemble on Kansas Public Radio. It's 2:37 now. At 3 p.m., we'll bring you all things considered from NPR News. Then tonight, from 7 to 9, don't forget to catch Daryl Brogdon, your host for Film Music Friday, with a program tonight all about classic war films. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny on KPR for Classics by Request, the show where you pick the playlist. That'll be tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. here on KPR. Quick question for you. Do you happen to have an old car taking up space in your garage? If so, KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org. The Tasmanian Symphony has our next and final performance for this afternoon, and the music is by Clara Schumann, who before she was Clara Schumann, wife of Robert Schumann, she was Clara Wieck, and like Mozart, a child prodigy from an early age, who learned the art of the piano first from her father, Friedrich, and was composing by age 13. She was 13 in the year 1833, and that was also the year that she embarked on the composition of her own piano concerto in A minor. We'll hear it next with pianist and conductor Howard Shelley and the Tasmanian Symphony on KPR. A piano concerto in A minor, the piano concerto, opus 7, of Clara Schumann, which she wrote in 1833, when she was 13 years of age and still known as Clara Wieck. Howard Shelley was conductor and pianist with the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 p.m., and time for me to step aside and bring you all things considered from NPR News. But don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight at 7 p.m. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, as well as online anytime for you at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 3 o'clock.